The date is April 19th, Thursday. Let the record show that we have Representative Lynn, Thomas, Wilson, Guerra, Salmon, and myself, Chair Newman. We do have a quorum. I want to thank the members of this committee for taking the time to make this meeting here. I know Representative Salmon and his staff worked very hard to put together a presentation for HB 233. I know I had postponing a bill of mine as well. But at this time, I want to bring up a bill previously heard, HB 273, which is adjusting the district cost factors. The members of this committee have received the contacts from the constituents and school boards and administrators. We've reread the reports and summaries. With that in mind, I'd like to put forward to this subcommittee to consider some of these inputs. And at that time, I'd like to I'd entertain a motion to move this.
Chair.
Representative Lynn?
I would move CS for House Bill number 173-24-LS0644/Y.
Object for purposes of discussion and amendments. Are we going to do amendments first? We're not moving this out of committee before we consider amendments.
I will object to your amendment for purposes of discussion.
First of all, for purposes of discussion, I would like on the record where these numbers came from.
Rex is going to describe where these numbers come from. Basically, it's an average of the AIR report, the ICER report, which have distinguishable goods and pluses that have been debated on both sides of the issue. This is an average of those two numbers that would be phased in over a two-year period.
So, question.
Representative Wilson.
So the numbers on this page aren't. I'm confused because it's not the present area cost differential numbers and the ICER report. It's
the deleted.
It's the combination of the AIR report and the ICER report. Is that
correct?
Right?
Correct. The numbers in bold are the new district cost factor numbers that will be implemented, with which will factors into an increase in education of $44 million plus right over 2 years.
Okay.
But right now we're going to listen to Representative Guerra speak on his amendment.
Mr. Chair, I'd rather actually learn how are we going to hear from the committee aid as to how these numbers were calculated, or
yes.
Is this all we're going to hear?
Yes, we're going to hear from the committee aid on how these numbers were done.
Then I'll do the amendment after I understand the bill.
Okay. I'd like to ask Rex Shattuck to come up and give us a brief summary. Rex?
Representative Newman, members of the committee. I'm Rex Shattuck, committee aide to Representative Newman. The CS for HB 173, which you have before you, version Y, has several sections. It covers a phasing in of this new cost factor over 2 years, starting in fiscal year 07 and ending in year 08. We arrived at those numbers by hearing the testimony and the concerns of members of this committee and House and Senate, and realizing that between ICER, AIR, and the McDowell study, there were numerous likes and dislikes out of each of those studies, arrived at picking a middle number, a compromise between those three, the existing cost study and the ICER study. The number that you see on these pages in the first year are the difference, better stated, the average between the existing and ICER number. We then put a phase-in provision that brought in 07 and 08 those numbers, those factors. Part of the concern in starting in an earlier year was the impact that it might have on several districts. And more specifically, Anchorage, which has a zero, or is the baseline, and sees no increase under these factors because it is the baseline. We work to bring those numbers in 07 and 08 because if the existing number is 49.19, to phase in that new factor might see some decreases in districts, and that was not the intent of this piece, this CS. It was to try and keep all districts at a positive and phase it in over the 2 years after 49.19 was brought online in 06, if indeed that's what this legislative body does in the end.
Do we have any questions?
Mr. Chair, it would be much easier to understand this if we had the original version of 173, to see how much money has been taken away from these districts compared to the ICER study. I'm looking for that.
$82 million versus.
Through the chair, Representative Guerra, that's the original package that was handed out to committee members with the original version of HB 173A 644 / A.
I'll just say this, Mr. Chair. I don't think that picking a number halfway between two studies is an appropriate way to do legislation. It would be my intention, if other committee members support me, to see if we can pass out the original version of the bill that's actually targeted at a real study that somebody's done. The amendment I'm going to offer is going to make sure that the school districts that fall behind under this are held harmless. Just as I've stood up for school districts that are outside of my districts to make sure they're treated fairly, and right now they're not being treated fairly, I also don't want to take money away from one school district to give it to another. I think we should lift all votes, so that's what my amendment will do. But
Representative Guerra, this CS has been adopted, so this is what is our working formula that we have right now.
At the appropriate time, I'll move an amendment to strip this bill and adopt the original version of 173 then.
At ease.
Mr. Chair, I'm not going to count votes. If another member of the committee decides to do that, I'll certainly vote with them. But I'm not going to go through this thing where I get outvoted 5-2. So.
Representative Garrett, we're trying to come up with a compromise to make sure that education increases are met across Alaska. It's highly recognized that those needs need to be met. With talking through many members in this body, both Republican and Democrat, Senate and House members, these numbers were looked at it this way, and this was a general compromise on those. I also feel that this CS provides the best opportunity for this bill to make it through both the House and the Senate. With talking with members of those bodies, we finally feel something that we can feel comfortable with. Those feelings were not felt with the original ICER report. I don't feel that those numbers, I don't think that it really had a chance of passing. And I would really like to see these schools get this money. So this is our best effort to try and do what we can to do the most that we can. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think everyone knows where I stand on school funding. I don't think that this bill comes anywhere close to what I'd like to see. I think that we should put something into effect that is fair and right, and I think we all know that this body can do what it wants to do if it's determined that it will do. However, I also realize that if we're going to get anything out of this committee, that we need to look at this bill and move the bill For the sake of getting this bill out of committee, I'm willing to move the bill out, not because I like it, not because I think it's good, not because I think it's adequate, not because I think it's fair, but because it's the only option I have at this point to just get it out of this committee. So that's for that reason, I'll vote for this bill.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gehr.
I will say that if the choice is to either require that this bill die in committee or vote it out, I'll move it out to get it somewhere where somebody else will actually work on it. I think it's wrong for one committee to ask somebody who's not on the committee what they'll accept and then decide how to vote based on what somebody else tells us to do. So I think that's a terrible way for a committee to work. I think we should actually do our job. You said on the record that you spoke to Democrats about this. You spoke to me in the hallway yesterday and told me what you were doing. That's not speaking to Democrats about this. I don't know what other Democrats you spoke to, but that's not also not a way to run a committee. So asking a member of your own party what they'll accept out of this committee, I don't think is committee work. I've stated my objections, and I'll do my amendment after you do your work.
Okay. With that in mind, Chair would entertain a motion to move this bill from committee.
Object, Mr. Chair. I move amendment number one.
Okay, we have amendment number one. I object for purposes of discussion why this is being offered.
The way the bill reads right now, you start taking money away from the Anchorage School District, the Mat-Su School District, real dollars, starting in 2006. We've had our discussion about what adequate funding is, and I've lost those arguments, and we're stuck with 4919. What this amendment says is that we should lift all the other school districts' boats. They've been underfunded. Let's give them the extra money that this bill provides for. But in doing so, you shouldn't take money away from another school district to do it. So this bill says that when this is implemented starting next year, every school district should get at least the equivalent of 4919 under the current formula, adjusted for inflation, because this isn't going to go into effect next year. As long as every school district gets at least what they would have gotten under 4919 under the current formula, then I can live with that. And then more money will come to the other school districts. I don't want to do something which you can do as the alternative, which is, in order to protect Anchorage, let's take money away from some other district. I don't want to do that. You want to lift the school districts that don't do very well under the study and lift everybody else at the same time. And that's what this does. This makes sure that we don't take money away from the school districts that lose money under this study and say they get at least what they would get under 4919. So it's a contingent effect provision, and I think we have to do something like this.
And on that, I will state that the part about the amendment that I don't like is saying the inflation-adjusted dollars is I'm not quite sure how that affects the 4919 and how it's going to affect funding for education next year. And with that, I will remove my objection and ask for the clerk to call a roll.
Mr. Chair, I just need to respond to your inflation adjustment comment. I would just say 4919, but your bill doesn't go into effect. It doesn't go into effect this coming year. It goes into effect the year after. While 4919 might be somewhat acceptable for this coming year, if we wait a whole nother year, 4919 is it affect yet another cut to some of the school districts in the state?
And I will answer that with, to think that we're not going to raise the BSA, I don't think would be appropriate, but I'm not quite sure this affect how it affects it long range beyond 2005.
I'd like to amend the amendment.
Representative Wilson.
If you don't mind, I would like to amend the amendment and take out the last sentence of the amendment and add that that the first phase would go into effect this year, June 30th, 2005, and the second phase would be June 30th, 2006.
I'd accept that as a friendly amendment. The conceptual amendment would have to, I think they'd have to rewrite the other two sections in the bill, but I'd agree to that.
Kevin Addies.
Amendment.
Okay, clerk roll, call the roll on amendment number one.
Yes.
Representative Gatto is absent. Representative Lynn?
Yes.
Representative Thomas?
Yes.
Representative Guerra?
Yes.
Representative Salmon?
Yes.
Chair Newman?
No.
5 yeas, 1 nay.
Amendment passes. With that in mind, time to, the bells are ringing. Would anybody like to move this from committee?
Mr. Chair, I would move CS for House Bill number 173-24-LS0644-Y as amended with individual recommendations.
Hearing, seeing no objections, meeting adjourned.